The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
You know, I was thinking about just, we're talking about all the different shows, but I think this is, yeah, this is the first official full year where we've been a network.
Yeah.
Because 2018 right. is when we started becoming a network, where everybody started getting their shows going.
Yeah.
But 2019, from, like, as far as a full year goes, this is the first full year.
June 2018, Geek Father dropped.
Well, no, but everyone's got their own stream. Everyone's been responsible for own thing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's been about. It's been about a
since everybody had their own streams and it was like officially
actually separated to enough to be their own show, but part of a network.
Where we didn't make Mike do everything.
Yeah,
right. This is basically what it is.
Which, by the way, is the best thing ever. Where you guys were talking about, that episode you were on and things happened, and went, I'm so glad I don't know what's going on. I didn't have to touch shit.
You mean besides from the normal?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Never mind just like the me being like, I don't know where I am, but the actual.
What could be GUI? Go.
No, that's me at night being like, I'm getting fucking drunk. You guys do whatever. I'm just going to be like. But yeah, we currently, right now, we're looking at 8 shows in the network that are currently releasing episodes.
Yes.
We had a couple drop because of different reasons. Partially COVID, partially just availability. And
sure.
But that's still 8 fucking shows.
Yeah.
Well, and talk, because I'll go in and, because not everybody on the network knows at this point, but, and I was telling you earlier, is that Kyle and I have talked, and Kyle is officially permanent co-host and will be co-showrunner of The Geek Father.
Yay!
Nice. Hey, look at that.
So they're making it plural.
And that S.
Are
you adding the S?
Yeah, we're talking about adding the S. We're going to do all new, do some new logo stuff.
You say you need to do a new logo,
that's awesome.
Yep. So. Yep.
Rebranding.
You got to do a trailer for the new Geek Fathers where you do it like a really bad sequel where it's like, this time, they're going plural. Geek Fathers.
Oh, yeah. They got to do a new plug. Do if you need
to do a plug. We'll have to do a new... Well, it's not going to be official until after the new year when we actually put everything together.
Pointing to Kyle on the screen there.
Well, I guess this is a better time than any is that at the start of the new year where there'll be some breathing room. I've already mapped out about 8 different locations to go visit. Assuming I can get on there without getting shot and, you know, with permission to actually investigate certain areas that are considered haunted. I was dead serious about that.
What are you, a vice journalist?
I might die,
but...
No, it's the ghost hunting thing he was talking about.
Yeah, we've been talking about it when we've been recording stuff.
Oh, my God, I need that to happen.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Now, I mean, granted, I would. There'll be some video, but most of it's just, you know, a recording. It's the lore of it, but it's still going to just be fun, and I'm going to do it because I fucking love that stuff.
I'm going to find out when you're doing one of these, and I'm going to show up with, like, a ghost with a gritty head and just, like, chase you around.
So just your face?
Just my face.
Yeah.
Maybe dye it orange a little bit just to give it that gritty look.
It's getting there. No, before I brush my beard.
Okay, fair.
That's all I got to do. It's fine. So, okay, I might as well get this started because there's no heads or tails of this, this show here. Yeah, what we are doing this episode is our big 200th episode. And I'm so beyond excited the fact that we not only, like, as far as episodes that have come on the stream of Geeks Under the Influence, never mind the other shows that went on their own streams, but with Precap, with GUI Nights, with Geeks Under the Influence, we have well over 200 releases that have happened on here. But as far as Geeks Under the Influence numbered episodes, this is number 200. And that's a lot. That's a fucking lot.
That is.
Yeah.
And it's only because of the people that are on this episode, as well as a number of other regular panelists and friends that have been able to come on and help out and be part of this community of geeks in the Richmond area that have, you know, just want to wax poetic about stuff that they love. But tonight we've got the majority of the showrunners. We're hoping that Groots is going to be able to get on a little bit later.
Yes.
We're waiting. Hopefully, Bruce will be able to jump on from Precap as well to get all the showrunners on at the same time, which is a rarity. That doesn't really happen.
And also could be a nightmare.
Could be a living nightmare.
A shit show. Go figure.
Yeah.
I mean,
right now we're at numbers of six of us on here, which is like the old school six pack episodes that we used to do back in the day. So
the six packs.
The six packs were.
The six pack days.
Were a nightmare. So we'll see.
Can we get copyright on Black Flag from that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, let me just
call Greg in and see what you can do.
See if we can do that.
Yeah, sure.
So, but yeah, this episode of Geeks on the Influence, it's a free play, so we are not having any kind of subject matter. We're just going to be talking about whatever the fuck we feel like, whether it be, you know, probably a lot of reminiscing about GUI and stuff that we plan to do in the future, but just like talking shit and having fun.
But no dick and fart jokes.
None.
Never.
None. Actually, no? From this point on, it's going to be a purely PG podcast. We've discussed it. We're rebranding.
I quit.
Well, fuck.
Finally.
I quit.
Well, I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, right? I'm out.
We're done.
I'll put my cock back in.
We're only going to be talking about like how great it is not to be arrested because you're white. It's going to be Geeks Under the Affluence. After this.
Wow.
Really? Really?
No?
Wow.
No, we're not going to. No. Okay. All right. Bad idea. I guess we're
yes.
not.
Yes.
We're not going to.
See,
no.
see what happens bad when he makes joke. You the co-owner of the show? In,
yeah. That's because Steven's you. Like, how can I co-host that?
Yeah. it's like. I would.
Rein in your boy here.
I just did. I said no.
Well, we'll see about that next episode. But anyway.
The official title is Geeks Under the Affluence Except Me. And that's just Steven.
He does live in a flight of stairs, too. So, you
know. Fair.
Yeah.
I did an untimely death. Okay, so.
You'll break your white supremacy.
All right. Yeah, that's. Oh, God. All right. This is going to be. I have to apologize to our listeners ahead of time. This is our 200th episode, and as much as it is for you, it's very much for us as well. So
yes,
we're going to get
no.
weird
yes.
and wild. Buckle the fuck up, because it's going to get
yep.
weird on episode 200 of Geeks Under the Influence. Welcome!
Real things that were and shall be again. A changing of the guard. The tides marching in. You think you can hold out, but you know you're wrong. Join us now. You better do it fast, or you will be. Necronomicon uses power to rise from the dead. You play the tape, our play begins to spread. You can fight all you want, but futile to resist. We're here to take the world and rule with an iron fist. So join us or die. Join us or die, or I will swallow your soul. Necronomicon uses power to rise from the dead.
All right. We're going to get this out of the way.
Okay.
Jay fucking Baruchel.
Jay fucking
oh my God.
Just get it done. Say it. Do it. Do him, if you will. I
Jay.
Mean,
he wishes.
Aloysius Susan Baruchel.
The fellatio that
you
he
made
was
it happen.
Is that really
man.
His name?
No.
Did it.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. That's why I was like.
Look,
you didn't get lost in Susan.
He will right be thinking now? About him during sex for a long time.
I never,
to come.
That
he
any,
always does.
That
yeah.
lovely.
That's not new.
Yeah, but now he'll tell you during.
He does. I don't know what
oh,
is going to change here.
Wow.
His
oh wow.
His shapely Adam's was, apple.
Yeah. The maple leaf tattoo.
The maple
is
leaf
a
tattoo.
Common conversation piece.
Oh, now, see what Jesus. I what I'm waiting for is to Amy be like. He made me get the tattoo.
I have it.
And she just shows up with a Canadian maple leaf on her chest and just
can
like,
you fucking
oh.
imagine.
But in the maple leaf, it says Jay Baruchel and there's an arrow going through it like a heart.
Let's get a sailor tattoo.
Right. She starts sobbing, I'm the Jay Baruchel now.
Oh, jeez.
Just make her oh. quote lines from She's Out of My League.
Right.
And The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Kyle.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
No,
no.
Hunter is so disappointed.
I don't even know what to say anymore. I knew it was going to go far. Now it's just going to get disturbing.
Look, Jay Baruchel and yeah. I, or Jay Bear, as his friends call him.
No.
Jay Bear and me, we were trying to.
His friends don't call him that.
We were trying to figure a time that, you know, we
stop.
Would like. We would like come out as friends.
He's gonna remove his comment now.
Personal, personal friends.
I'm just gonna keep
remove his endorsement.
We decided that after all these years of being like definitely not in my mind personal friends,
mm-hmm.
That it was the 200th episode that was the time for him to come out and.
Are you John Travolta from The Fanatic? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Have you been listening to the 200 episodes?
Have you watched that movie?
Yes,
yes. He is.
Like you're like, I mean, you integrated him to being the Flash in a multiverse episode.
Yeah, I did do that. I have
fucking
a picture of him
weirdo.
As the Flash.
Yeah.
I did
you know,
a
Jay
Baruchel impression on
He's
our live stream.
Enough.
That's right. That was what you think was an impression. That
yeah,
wasn't an impression.
True.
Goofy in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. I give him 30 seconds and then change the topic, please.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is that for
That's
those
too much time.
That don't wow. follow our social media,
do it now before later.
It blew up today that of course, for those that have listened to the show for any length of time, Jay Baruchel is brought up pretty regularly as my my deep and devoted man crush. And fortunately, he's also, you know, a man of the people. He appreciates his fans and his close peeps. Friends like me.
Right.
And so when I reached out to him today, sent a little video saying, hey, you know, we love you. You know, I love your work. And we're celebrating 200 episodes. Would love a shout out. He absolutely obliged, because not only is he a gentleman and a scholar, but
don't look me in the eyes when you say this. don't look me in the eyes.
So
keep your hands above the table.
So nice enough. Jay Baruchel did respond and said some very kind words that I'll read from the.
Oh Jesus!
Oh God!
From the framed picture of the tweets that I printed out.
He's
listening out loud while he wrote it. He has literally framed it.
Amy, you didn't know about this?
Turn the video off while you do that.
Oh come on, dude! Come on, man!
I was at work providing for this family.
While he's off gallivanting around
with Jay Baruchel on the internet, I'm so humiliated.
I printed out and framed the tweet exchange between Geeks Under the Influence, my personal Twitter, and Jay Baruchel. So it starts with tweet from Geeks Under the Influence asking, I have Wax Poetic on the show for my love of him. Tonight we record 200 podcast episode and would love a shout out, if not for anything else, so Hobbit will shut the fuck up about it. And then
that didn't work.
Retweeted that on my personal page saying, retweet like Icarus, let me fly too close to my Jay Baruchel shaped sun. Hashtag Goon 2 was superior to Goon 1. Hashtag Undeclared is better than Freaks and Geeks. Just really, really setting it up.
Freaks and Geeks is better and Goon 1 was better.
Yeah, agree to disagree. And
no, I mean, there's fact and then there's opinion.
So Jay Baruchel did respond.
Let him suck this proverbial dick.
Yes, his response was, congratulations on your 200th episode. I appreciate the kind words and affection, sincerely. And I really like the hashtags you used as well. Also, feel free to objectify me whenever you like. So, from the mouth of Jay Baruchel, I am able to use my mouth on Jay Baruchel.
I don't think he means physically.
In my mind, as much as I want to, I am allowed to objectify Jay Baruchel as the Canadian sex god that he is.
Twitter for Jay Baruchel's lawyers come in with a cease and desist?
Right.
I have printed out.
Did you tell him
now,
that every time you see hot dogs, you think of him?
That's going
to
be
the smell of lotion just brings him to the forefront of your mind.
That's a later conversation. That's going to be when I bust into Baruchel's DMs is where we're going to have that conversation.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
Speaking of conversation, before we continue on, we need to probably maybe introduce everybody that's on the show tonight a little bit.
Why not at this point?
Let's start with the giant TV people that we have here. On the top here, we've got Fuck You Hunter from Beautiful Disasters and From the Mouths of Madness here.
What's up, bitches?
Happy to have you, sir.
Yeah, fucking 200. Holy shit.
200 episodes. It's insane. And below you, I'm just going to go quick through so we can just get to the fucking stupidity. Below you, now official co-host of Geek Fathers, plural, is Kyle Smash.
What's happening?
How's it going, bro?
It's going pretty good. Yo.
Are you doing the dad thing because you're wearing like a hoodie, so that means that your heat is off. And you're like, we're saving on the heat.
Don't fucking touch that thermostat.
Don't touch.
I'm definitely around like 67 right now. My dog hates it. She freezes death. We dress her up like a penguin. It's funny.
sounds like you're dadding real good.
I dad the best I can dad.
I think I picked well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the dads that can do the best dadding, I guess, is the Geek Father himself. The purveyor of Geek Father and co-host with Smash on there.
Now list off all my nicknames.
We don't have enough time on the show for all your nicknames. The portly white Queequeg, half lung, lunchbox.
Yes.
Fuck. What else?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Preston.
Preston.
Hey guys, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey. I pick him well.
Yeah.
I pick him well.
Pretty good.
Hunter had his shot, but you know he failed. So fuck him.
I've never been comfortable calling you Big Daddy. That's not
you. You know what's close to Thanksgiving when you just start airing your shit out.
You don't have to say that because Amy's here.
I'm gonna go to Wawa and get a gobbler.
Oh, dude,
no shit.
I haven't had one yet this year.
Oh, I want to.
Oh, me too.
I've had three already. They were glorious. Nice.
Dude, they've been out for like a month. You've only had three.
Yeah.
There is an egg roll place that's right in front of a Once Upon a Vine in Northside called Eat My Egg Roll that apparently does the gobbler bowl version of egg rolls, where it's like turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, all in an egg roll and deep fried, and it's apparently absolutely fucking incredible.
Well, that sounds fat boy friendly. I'm all about it.
Super fat boy friendly.
Hell yeah.
That is definitely fat people food.
Speaking of somebody that's friendly to fat boys, me specifically, is the... my co-host on Deeply Upsetting.
And in life.
And in life.
Amy the Cuck Bogard. What's up, everybody?
Yes. Jesus.
Yes.
Drinking to forget.
The plus side is that she came in where there was already a well-established love of Jay Baruchel. So she knew coming in that there needed to be, much like a dance at a Catholic school in sixth grade, where you leave some room for Jesus. It was room for my boner for Jay Baruchel.
She knows she's the stopgap right now.
Yeah.
So you wait, you're still hip to hip then.
My emotional boner.
There
for
you
Jay
go.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
So how long into the relationship did you give her the Jay Baruchel mask to put on, you know, during those special times?
Third date? Is that when we
Oh damn, she's calling out that shit quick.
Beginning of the third date.
Oh my god, is that please be real. Please bring it out right now, Hobbit.
Can you fucking imagine if I did? Just went in the closet and got
I'd imagine it'd be like shitty paper mache.
I'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's it. Nope.
The person that has no fucking time or patience for my Jay Baruchel love. My partner in crime on the show here and also on the network helps me run this shit show of a podcast network, and I appreciate every moment of it, is my friend, my partner, besides Jay Baruchel.
Right, yeah.
Lowdown Brown MacGyver.
What's going on, everyone?
Hey, bud.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Are you getting jealous at all? Or
no.
No?
Okay. I really just feel sad.
You feel sad?
I feel sad for you. That's Same. Really, right? I mean, hey, we just have, we need to have a Jay Baruchel, like, support group.
More like an intervention.
Intervention. There you go. That's what I'm looking for. We need an intervention for Hobbit because it breaks my heart.
What we need is Jay Baruchel to visit in person and reject you.
No,
that way you can move on.
Smash has got it.
Jay, come on. We love you anyways. You might as well come on.
There you go.
I'd yeet myself off a bridge. Like,
yeah.
Well, either way, it ends. So there you go.
That's the first time we've been able to shut him up for
this rent by myself.
Need to hurry up and get married. Life insurance. There you go.
Hey.
Done and done.
Actually, these days, you technically don't even have to be married. There is partner insurance.
Oh, that's true. But you have to be together for a certain amount of time before that kicks in, though, right?
Depends on the state.
Okay.
We'll research.
I wake up groggy, and she's like, hey, before you wake up, sign this. I'll be like, wait, hold on.
No, you won't. No, you're like, okay, honey.
You'd be like, sure.
Love of my life.
Here, sign this contract so you meet Jay Baruchel later today.
Okay. He needs you just, as lawyers, you know, you just can't, you know, do certain things.
She wakes me up and goes, darling. Light
of my life.
Wow.
Sign the papers.
This took a weird turn all of a sudden.
Hashtag restraining order.
and the man who we are plotting to murder just strictly for his love of Jay Baruchel.
Wow.
Is
But only that. That's good.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad.
There was a longer list before.
The man responsible for what you're hearing now.
For today.
For today and the last 200 episodes.
That's true.
Mike Dobbin Bickett.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. All apologies, as the Nirvana said.
Dear God.
No.
Dad.
But, Dad. That sounds so old, by the way.
You're not even one of the Geek Fathers.
The Nirvana said.
The Nirvana. The Nirvana.
I want to thank all of our listeners for dealing with whatever this episode's going to fucking be, besides just a Jay Baruchel love fest for me. This is Geeks Under the Influence of the Geeks Under the Influence Network. 200 episodes for this show. We've got 8 other shows on the network. All of that's available at GUIpodcast.com. Join our social media. Join the conversation with us. Tell us what you want to hear on the different episodes. Tell us how rad we are by rating and reviewing all the shows on the network through Apple Podcasts and everywhere else you can do that. Rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends. This is grassroots. We aren't paying any money for advertising, so we require you to do literally the least amount of work possible by literally clicking share on an episode and being like, hey, this is cool. And then you're you know, 200 friends on Facebook.
I like how your tone changed when you were like, yeah, it's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool, okay. Dad.
It's all right. You
know. It's fine.
My favorite review.
It's Nirvana.
It kills an hour.
It's Nirvana. Yeah, you know.
Of all the shows that I personally am part of, like hosting or co-hosting, my favorite review ever was a 3-star review from Smack My Pitch Up, where the total review was, it was okay.
Amazing.
3 stars.
Amazing.
I love it so much.
It was
we
okay.
should frame that.
I
That's
should frame
incredible.
That. Right?
Yeah. You should make that poster size.
Oh, a shirt.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
I would wear that shirt.
I would
I'm
totally.
Really surprised you haven't made that into a shirt. You make everything else into
I
a do. Shirt.
Yeah. I made a Jay Baruchel Rules Monster
I
Squad
know.
Mashup t-shirt.
And
so
you don't
fully
even
aware.
Wear it. So who else is going to wear it?
I have the button.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
What?
Red's right. not my color. It just makes me look like I'm hot.
Really? In the days of COVID, yeah. you're worried about a red t-shirt working from home.
True. That's fair.
Come on.
Anyway, hi, guys. Hey, everyone.
As we read to each other on the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had two major milestones this year with Geeks Under the Influence. Earlier in April, we celebrated our 5-year anniversary as a
yes,
show.
Sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Now we're going into 200 episodes of our main show on the network. We've got where I think Geek Father is getting around 100 or...
We should hit 100 by possibly February.
Okay.
Give or take, where part of the new stuff is going to be some mini-sodes happening, you know, because we moved the show to every other
sure,
week.
Sure, sure.
Kyle and I, you know, Kyle's going to do some stuff with his little lady there, and I'm going to start including the boys a little bit more often again now that they're at a good age to
sure.
get on the microphone and... But yeah, we're at about 82, 83, I think, when we released last week.
Okay.
So.
And then I know from Miles of Madness, you guys are like in the 60s at this point, right? Or something?
We're at 50. This what comes out. Oh, wait, when's this episode dropping?
Yeah, Hunter. Don't like, you know anything, Hunter?
In 2 days?
Yeah. Okay. So
on episode 54, I believe.
I was going to say the same. Like after this episode drops, it'll be the next day. This is coming out Wednesday, right?
So, okay.
That on Thanksgiving, it'll be our 24th full length. It'll be our 55th episode total.
Yeah, wow. you guys nice. Have done way more of the mini-sode type stuff. And
yeah, so,
all
but
that,
I only number the full lengths because, I mean, the mini-sodes are just Hunter and I fucking off, basically.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And then Hunter,
I mean, really, it's what it is. We just
and Hunter, on their other show, Beautiful Disasters, you're up there as well. A little
we're bit, at officially 50.
50.
Jason episode. Goes to Hell was number 50.
Nice. Oh, God.
Nice.
That was
I know Smack My Pitch Up, the other show that I do, that is in the high 60s, I think, like end of 60s
oh, yeah,
or maybe early 70s at this point.
Yeah.
And then we're in our teens with Deeply Upsetting, which is a new show on the network.
That's Fledgling. The infancy
the
of
the little,
shows.
The little baby,
the baby
of the network.
It's
yeah.
the baby.
So we've got hundreds of hours worth of episodes available in this room right now.
Very yes. true. Very, very true.
And it's yes, crazy to think that it started with a couple of room mics and no knowledge of how to fucking do this into what it is now.
No, it started with a vocal mic for you and then everyone else sucking the mic's dick.
Yeah.
Trying to get to it. That's what it started as.
Hey, guys, gather around this.
Fortunately,
$30
I was not there for
mic.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, God. The setup.
Sitting
in
the living room, whatever
is...
chair you could find.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was there for the setup of the chairs, but the one mic, fighting over the one mic,
that
was
like the first. Like first, like 10 episodes.
Yeah, I was about to say 10 episodes from what I heard.
Yeah, we pretty quickly upgraded the microphones. It took until the like early 40s to get like a better board and get the audio level.
42 was our first episode on the new board.
On the new board, yeah.
Yeah,
it's 42.
Which, of course, Hitchhiker's Guide was that episode.
Yeah.
Had to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Technically not the first thing recorded because we actually recorded at the Monster Mania Horror Convention on the board first, but the episode that came out prior to that that came out before that one did was 42.
That's some of that behind the scenes.
No,
magic.
I mean, it was. We did Monster Mania recorded with some local artists and independent artists there, but we didn't release that next. We released that after the 42 episode.
Yeah, there was Chuck, our friend that we just plugged his Throwing Horns RPG.
Yep.
And then Chris Hamer, local artist that we actually have some art in the studio somewhere. Oh no, out in front of the studio, like when you walk in, I got the group poster that he did.
Yep.
And then also in the living room with a ghost poster that he did. So, yeah, we got some Chris Hamer represented in the house as well.
Yep.
But,
yes, sir.
Yeah, it's crazy. Remember, that was the first con that we did where we got a plug. It was James Duvall plugged the show.
Yeah.
It was episode 42.
Yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
And now here we are that we've been able to, like, interview so many
Well, that wasn't Monster Mania. That was Mad Monster.
Or Mad Monster. Yeah, that was Mad Monster. Yeah.
Charlotte. Yeah. Yeah.
But now we've been able to interview all sorts of cool people. Like Hunter recently, who is it that you got a plug from?
The first Jason in Friday 13.
What's his last name? Ari something.
Ari Lehman.
Lehman.
I'm cold.
Maybe if you just put on a hat since you don't have the hair, you'd be able to keep some of the heat in, man.
Well, I would, but I can't. I got these fucking headphones on.
They're adjustable. Big. I know they are.
Turn your heat up, dude. You shouldn't wear a jacket inside.
Now, I think I'm trying to think of when everybody came on to GUI for the first time. And Steven, you were episode 2.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you were episode 2 that you came on. Scotty, I think you were Doctor Who.
Yeah, that October, so 6 months in.
That was like in the that was in the 30s or 40s at that point.
Maybe. 30s. Yeah, it had to be the 30s because I remember I wanted to be on episode 2 because or episode 42 because that was Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yep.
So I wanted to be on that one, but I definitely proudly came in and popped my cherry on Doctor Who.
Doctor Who,
smash!
That
you
sounds
were
so bad.
Star Wars.
I think it was
Star Wars trilogy, the original.
That's right. We did.
That was early on.
Start out with Star Trek.
It was in the late teens.
No, it was Christmas of the first year.
Yeah, it was right after the Doctor Who stuff.
So yeah, that was like 30s or 40s maybe. But I was still that first year. That was within the first like about 8 or 9 months of the show.
Oh, easily.
Started.
God,
easily.
I was a nervous puppy.
I puked. Hey.
Nervous, and I was like looking to you for strength lowdown, and you just fucking passed out. I was like, what is happening? Yeah.
I totally passed out.
You know what? And I'll call you out for too. That wasn't the only one you passed out on either.
No.
But those were funny days.
Those were
because
funny days.
I believe people passing out and toilets were broken at least once.
Well, no toilets were broken. Just a door to the cabinet under the sink was broken.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Gee, way to call yourself out.
Yeah. Those that listen to those early episodes, which you can find in a zip file on our website if you dig around enough, they're available. Not on our stream because I didn't want newbies to show up and be like, well, episode 1, and it was like, dicks, Star Wars. So
argument about Jason.
Yeah,
right.
Now it's better quality dicks in Star Wars.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go.
Hunter,
hey,
what was your first
dicks
episode?
In a high death.
Positive spin.
Hunter, what was your first episode? I can't remember what your first episode was.
Justice League. Or no, Batman
versus
Superman.
That's
because
right.
I wanted to go on there and shit all over Kyle.
That's right.
And that was my motivation.
So that was March the next year. It was right before our one-year anniversary.
Late March or late April, something like that.
Yep. What a shit movie that was.
A week after I watched that shit fucking terrible DC movie, and you said y'all were going to do an episode, I said, if I could be on, I will talk to everybody, but I'm going to target fucking Kyle. So
you did. Yeah. What a
Where's
shit
my,
movie that was.
Right. Batman versus Superman wallet. I won it at one of the GUI trivia nights.
You didn't win it. Nobody won it.
If we ever get to do that again.
Yeah, nobody just wanted it. Just he knew that you would be there.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
So,
it was either trash or give it to you.
Kyle,
right,
that
exactly.
Movie is still trash, Kyle. There's no arguing against it. It's just trash.
Yeah. And then the movie's trash for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the most recent addition to the showrunners, and then came in most recently, Miss Amy Bogard. You were not this past Halloween, but the Halloween before.
Mm-hmm.
And
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, Edgar Allan Poe was your
That's
first
right.
episode.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yep.
I remember the GUI nights after that one's Breathe the Consumption on Me, Daddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
We had,
I heard that.
Oh, fuck.
Two.
Audrey.
Yeah, it was Audrey.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Audrey.
That was good. That was the first time I met Lowdown.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I remember there was the time that she kind of solidified that she was cool is when she started talking shit on me, and you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah. That was actually verbatim. I was like, oh, she's cool, okay.
And the party hasn't stopped yet.
Let's be fair. Shit. That was kind of par for the course for the rest of us as well.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, that's
true. The more people that talk shit on Hobbit, the better we are.
That went through the grapevine real quick on the GUI grapevine of like, oh, she talks shit to Hobbit. Done.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we're in. We're in.
That relationship kind of happened organically. One of the early regulars on the show and helped me at the very beginning was Crump, which was my roommate at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had that kind of relationship where there was a lot of picking that happened. And that happens also in our friend group a lot where nobody's above getting picked on at all.
No way.
And
no.
I do kind of like that with this show that even though, you know, I started as the host for all this, I'm not the host in that Oh, no, no, I'm off limits. No, no, no one here is off limits.
That's never been a rule.
No, no, that's never been the case.
And I remember after one episode, it was one of the ones, I feel like it was early last year. I think it was early 2019. So, you know, before times, when we had more random guests come on because before times. And, what, I'm sorry. We were limited with COVID.
Everybody puts it a little bit differently, and that's what I appreciate. So. Mm-hmm.
When it was fun. When the world was fun.
Oh, yeah. When the world was fun, for sure.
We, I forget who, how you knew him and he came on, but it was two people I had never previously. Well, no, one I had met once before. He had been on before. The other one had not. I don't know if they were comedians or so on or whatnot. But I remember on the mid break, you're like, man, you're fucking with him. I'm like, oh, dude, he's new. Like, I'm going to fuck with him. If you can't take it, I'm like, fuck it. Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but
fucking freshman.
Yeah, seriously,
can't handle the heat.
But that's really where I'm at. Like when it came to the point where new people come on. I mean, I wasn't like a dick, but I would definitely give them a taste of. It wasn't what the showrunners get,
no,
by any means.
No,
but it was definitely more like where, like, if you had the wrong state of mind, you know, that somebody could look.
Oh,
at you,
yeah.
Like, what'd you say, motherfucker? And I was like, you know,
I will say without like calling anybody out because there's no reason for it whatsoever. But we have over the years had. People that dealt with our tone as a show better and less better than others over time.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that it's such a weird thing that we do here, because we are, at the end of the day, very inclusive and supportive, and you don't have to be the biggest nerd of a thing to be a nerd for that thing. We're not gatekeepers by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
We give each other shit about, like, well, mainly just Kyle about Superman, but we do give each other.
Oh, here it goes.
Oh yeah,
here we go.
He's showing his...
Well, I'm sitting at my desk too. So you guys fucked up. Look.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I just see
a Superman book. Cool.
It stands for hope, y'all. Come on,
Kyle.
For
put
hope.
Your pants back on. Yes, you're wearing Superman underwear. Jesus
can
Christ.
Can you even still open that, or is it stuck together?
I don't. I mean, they're
folded.
What is underpants?
No,
oh,
the book. Is the book stuck together, or what? Can you even open that book?
Why did you get just jailhouse lettering hope on the side of your shaft? Like, that's really upsetting.
Dude, I think I would just go for the symbol.
And when it
less expensive.
When it's not erect, it just says he.
Ho. It says ho.
It says ho.
Don't foul this up. Don't paint it.
Dude,
don't
you
paint
get
it.
Hope across your fingers. So when you make a fist, it says hope.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would do that.
See?
Over
you
anything
do
else.
There you go. There you go.
Cool. Way to be posi-core. Anyway.
Thanks. Thanks for your support, Abbott. Abbott's like, cool. Awesome, buddy.
Oh,
I love you.
You do that.
I love
you. You look like if Ian McKay loaded trucks.
Holy shit. Oh, that was good.
Now,
that was good.
Like, this is just what you're gonna see.
His retort is another Superman figure.
Take this Superman and take this Superman.
Wait, is that punishment if you put that in front of the camera so we don't see your face? I don't know. Was that
punishment for you? Yeah.
Okay.
Now, honestly, I think I'd rather,
you know, you'd rather look at this than Superman the whole time.
I do fuck with you about the Superman on the Geek Father shit too. So this really isn't too much different.
Yeah, no, I know. No. I'm okay with it. I don't lose any fucking sleep.
Oh, I know.
Before we get too far off of this, but we
before we get too
far,
we've
got one. We've got one showrunner that couldn't make this episode. Mm-hmm. What was his first episode?
Oh, Groots.
Groots.
Yeah,
he was really early.
The other half of Beautiful Disasters.
Well, I know he did Hitchhiker's
was
Guide.
Was he horror as well? He might have been on the horror episode.
I know it was
too.
Me, you, Crump, Moody, and was it Groots?
Well, Kron was still around doing like the board at that point.
Yeah,
too.
That's true.
Oh, so that was like easily like. Single digit to
no, that would
teens.
Have episode two. The horror one was episode two, my first episode.
I think Groots was, if he wasn't episode two, he was at least like three or four or something. Like,
he was early.
Very
yeah,
early.
Yeah, I was about to say he was, because I remember he did early.
Oh, no,
stuff,
no, he was
then...
on episode one. I'm pretty
oh,
sure
Vader's
he
Robot
was,
Dong.
He, yeah.
Oh,
he was
yeah,
on
yeah.
The Star Wars first episode. So, yeah, his first episode was
the first episode.
Yeah.
There you go.
Aww.
I mean, he's not here. We got to give him. His
yeah, we're hoping he's sure. Hopefully, either come in on the tail end of this or possibly
nights.
On nights.
Yeah.
That's releasing.
Hopefully,
next
on
week.
Nights, probably.
Yeah.
But so, anyway.
Yeah.
And Bruce's first episode, because he's also a showrunner, he came on.
Yeah.
I was on that episode. Because early on, there were episodes I weren't on. So, but he, I forget the episode.
I can't.
God damn it.
I'm trying to remember the episode. I only had a chance to do one episode with Bruce, and it was so early.
Well, hopefully we'll jump on at one point. I did send him the links to this, so if he ever is able to find the time to jump on.
I just want to make sure that, you know, everyone gets a little tidbit on their intro into the GUI, you know, network.
Well, definitely.
And the whole thing is, miss you, buddy. Is the show, and we've talked about it before, is that the showrunners, that's the whole, well, part of the main reason why so many of us became showrunners. We've been on so.
All right. Whose phone was that? Kyle.
I don't
have a goddamn clue.
Great. Now this entire episode is copyright infringement, and we have to just shut the whole thing.
Silence your phone, Dingle.
You ruined 200.
Scrap the whole thing.
Jesus.
What Christ. I was saying, though, before I was rudely interrupted by Hope.
No, I'm sorry. Poor Kyle.
Rudely interrupted by Hope.
Poor Kyle, because we do pick on him a lot, but like, we're going so hard at you right now, I'm starting to feel like really bad about
it. No, that's fair. That's fair. Hey. We'll just return our attention back to you.
Yeah, I was about to say, we'll go back to Hobbit here in just a moment.
Yeah, we'll go back to Hobbit. It's fine.
Yeah, but we'll come back to you soon enough.
Okay, but fair. I figured soon we enough. Would all talk about some of our first episodes, because all the showrunners here, we're here. All within the first year of GUI in general.
Yeah, all within the first year.
Except Amy. Yeah.
Except Amy.
Fucking Amy.
Okay, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry.
Why weren't you here
Amy
sooner?
Cuck
I got invited
Bogard.
Years ago, and I was just like, ugh.
I know.
And then
you
somehow...
were too hipster for this shit. Disgusting. What can I say? But... And
I found my way eventually.
She found her way that she started dating a dude that's like, I have a podcast. You want to listen to my podcast? And she went, oh, God.
Yeah, that is not like you let them find that on their own. You know,
I'm not even joking. We talked about that. Was your first...
I was terrified, honestly, when you introduced me to the fact that you had podcasts, because I was like, what if this shit sucks? We've had good conversations.
That's fair, though.
Awkward.
That's fair. I get
it was
it.
Lucky, honestly. Well.
We have
and
at least
okay
one fan out there.
I wrote that Smack My Bitch Up review. It was okay.
It's okay.
She was worried it was going to be like the like. I like to have a podcast where I talk about all the things everybody else is scared to say.
Oh God. Okay, Joe Rogan, pack
well,
it up.
You know, in fairness, Joe Rogan isn't Joe Rogan anymore either. By the way,
that's true.
He just fucking nods his head and.
He's
never, anyway.
Spotify basically. Presents Joe Rogan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You go back and listen to early Joe Rogan, there's some fire there. Now it's just,
I think it's actually
over.
DMT presents Joe Rogan.
Or whatever special drug for serotonin that he's on and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
I eat, if you want to be alpha, you got to eat alpha. Holy shit, bro.
Fuck alpha. Anyways, I was trying to say for all you the fuckers here, thank you.
Yeah,
Hobbit. It took a while to say that. Was that complicated?
I felt like because I wasn't sure if you would cut me off again.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to pass out
why
for
you
a second.
Can't form words.
I see.
He's just thinking about reasons why he can't form words.
All right, and this is where it turns
English language
into such a tire fire that we end up like infighting, and the entire network falls apart after 200 episodes.
Yeah.
Never to be heard from again.
We've hit that crest, and now we're just crashing.
Well trafficked.
Hunter.
Yeah.
I actually just got worried because there was such a pause with Scotty that with him, you know, formerly being known as Scotty Halflung,
he was dying.
Curious if he was going off and
pulling the Red Sanford and
it's the sequel. It's like, it's the other lung this time.
No, please, no.
I thought I was about to see Lowdown had to give mouth to mouth or something.
No. You'll see me here be like, hey, you okay, buddy?
You're the closest one to him, man.
Yeah, is that
like
your contract?
Nudging me with his foot going, you cool? You cool? Right.
Hey, dude, that's what we do at shows. Someone falls down. He's like, you good, bro? You good? Yeah.
No, right, cool. Lowdown doesn't give mouth to mouth because he has to. Lowdown gives mouth to mouth because he respects Scotty as a podcaster.
There you go.
Aww.
Sure.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah, he just likes him.
Technically,
lies
and deceit.
He wants
Kyle,
to stay
that's
alive.
Lies and deceit.
Kyle, that's now your responsibility as co-host is if he does that, you've got to be mouth to mouth, all right?
Mm-hmm. So pucker up, baby.
Well, they more or less they bank on chest compression, so I think I'll stick to that.
I just got CPR certified earlier this year through work, and they don't really bank on mouth to mouth anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's old school.
Yeah, they give the compressions.
That is true.
Which is exhausting, by the way.
Yes,
that'll do for all of you.
That shit's exhausting.
Oh, sure.
Like if you had, because once you start, you can't stop.
Right.
So if it takes 10 minutes for the ambulance to get there. 10
you
minutes
better
of chest compressions. You better hope somebody's there that can take over for you.
So you're saying
that's fucking rough.
Chest compressions are like Pringles, is once you start, you can't stop? Is that
essentially, yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
But then every
just
muscle
remember,
in your upper
if you
body
crack
is
the sternum,
like on
you're
fire.
Doing it right.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, if you crack the sternum, you're doing it right. Yeah. But like, if you're not completely fatigued in your upper body and sweating and want to take a nap, you didn't do it right.
Right.
I really don't hope that,
like, wrong cop?
I really don't hope that it happens in my life, because it's going to be so fucking scarring. But if I, like, save somebody's life and crack their sternum at the same time, but I save their life, I need to remember to say sorry about your bones, bro, as I just walk away in slow motion to, like, the theme song from CSI Miami playing in the background and somebody going, like,
so what's crazy is how slow
you need to have sunglasses with you at all times.
Oh, sure.
Right. And like,
I say sorry about your bones, bro, and then just throw on some blue blockers.
So how slow do we have to slow the film down for you to walk in slow-mo? Because even as slow than a normal person, you still take fast steps because you have tiny legs. So how the fuck? How much?
We might as well just play the Benny Hill soundtrack. And just...
That's less impressive. Like, sorry about your bones, bro. Shades.
And just have AB follow you around, like, shaking her fist, movie. And, you know.
You're like slowing me down from walking versus doing the same slow-mo's rate as you would totally, you'd still be walking fast.
Yeah, not getting anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You're just walking back. You're like Luigi in Mario 2, okay?
Oh.
No, it's actually like this podcast where it's like doing a lot and not getting anywhere.
Yeah. Very true.
Wow.
Very true. Wow, way to like...
pretty well.
I think we all felt that one. Damn.
On that note, we are at the break.
The permanent break.
Good call, boss. Good call.
Yeah.
So do some, how about? Oh yeah, Mario.
Look
there you
at
go.
The Mario. It's there he is.
Oh, that's from 64, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. He's supposed to go bling bling, but the battery.
Do that again. Did. Do that again.
Yeah.
Do that again. Are you working to be a prop comic? What is going on here, man?
Right.
I'm at my desk. It's just like.
Bling, do that again. There you go. Thank
look,
you.
It's a me. It's a Mario.
Is he sitting on a cloud?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear that. Looks like he's trying to shit drive water.
Or white shit.
It really does.
Or dry white shit.
It really does.
Exactly.
Oh, God. All right.
Old McDonald's toy. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I save a lot of shit.
Yeah, you're McLovin.
I'm a pack rat when it comes to that stuff.
I like, but it's cool stuff, though.
Kyle's addition to this audio podcast is showing us his toys on the Zoom chat. Yes.
After
200 episodes.
I made noises.
Yeah, you
made the noises.
Bloop, bloop. That's some good work.
I said, it's a me, it's a Mario. Yeah.
Okay. So all right. On that note.
And
on
he's
that,
being offensive.
On that.
To all that, Italians everywhere.
Yeah, that Italian racism shit that Kyle just spoke. Great. Now we're losing our entire Italian contingency of listeners.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, I come from a large Italian family. It's okay.
So he's now you're making fun of fat Italians. Cool. Like, you're a fat Italian family. Great.
So wait, isn't that just Italians?
That's just Italians.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
On that terrible note,
Hobbitses.
I'm not editing shit for this episode.
No, I bet.
Everyone will be offended.
No, yes. And you know what? Like, I don't even really care about the numbers on this episode because, like, if I start trying to edit this episode, it will come out around the time we record our 300th episode.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Yeah,
that is so
you get
true.
Get an hour long nights. Have fun.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
All right, so we're taking a quick break so you can listen to plugs for some of the shows on the network. We'll be right back in just a second.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-wiggin animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIpodcast.com.
Hey guys, Scotty Big Daddy Preston here. That's right, the Geek Father, asking you to join me here every other week with friends and family of the GUI Network as we go through all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent. So remember, join us or cry.
In a world ravaged by movie studios that keep rehashing the same things, only one podcaster has the guts to make it even worse. Join Mike the Hobbit as he traverses the internet to bring you some of the best and worst ideas for reboots, remakes, and reimaginings of some of your favorite and least favorite TV and film properties. Ideas like a John Waters He-Man movie, Fantastic Four the musical, and aliens done entirely with marionettes. What podcast would bring this evil upon the world? This is Smack My Pitch Up, available anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back for the second half of Geeks Under the Influence, episode 200.
200.
Ooh.
That's,
I don't know.
More podcast episodes than your body has room for.
That's true.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's 200, more than 200 hours. Because we started with the first like 100 episodes were 2 hour episodes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
That's a lot. That's,
Let's shall we consider the alcohol consumption during those earlier episodes more so in comparison to now?
Oh God, those early episodes are
those. I remember us clearing out on a couple episodes minimum 2 18 packs, a share of some type, and possibly even shots.
We used to have like three shares.
Oh, easily. Four shares, yeah.
Easily.
It was, that was a lot back in the day.
Right.
I can't say that I'm upset that it has changed a bit. As we've gotten older, all of us, I think, appreciate
we're good.
Being able to handle this a little bit better. But
also, we're older, so there's that.
True.
Wiser?
I'm a little sad I missed it, just honestly.
Older. No, just older.
Just older, yeah. Kyle, just older, right? Yeah.
Fire of tires. Back
I believe
day.
It.
You know all those dumpsters that you saw on fire in the news?
Mm-hmm.
It was that.
It was that.
Yeah. Oh, that was you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, it was my God. That's
how
celebrity sighting.
That's how hip this show was. We were a dumpster fire before dumpster fires were a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We're that
before
cool.
They were cool.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's a t-shirt. It's like Geeks Under the Influence. We were a dumpster fire before it was cool.
Just before 2020.
Love that.
Just say before 2020.
Honestly, that's a good name of the episode is Dumpster Fire Before It Was Cool. It's not bad.
That's
pretty
totally
solid.
Legit.
It is pretty good. It is pretty good.
All right. Now, going into our sponsors before we get into the second half here, we've got two sponsors that help us with how much it costs to run a network here with the storage fees and equipment and also booze costs and everything else that comes along with this amazing network that we've developed over the 5.5 years that we've been doing this bad boy here. And First off, we want to tell you to shop Amazon.com. I know I've been saying a lot of stuff about Amazon.com, and I will try to pull back a little bit, but not entirely on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Until we find a new sponsor, Amazon.com, especially during the holiday season, and that's the important part here. During the holiday season, that's where we get most of our bread and butter for Amazon.com. So make sure, please, you're going to be making a lot of purchases on Amazon for your friends and family, maybe to avoid having to like drop off stuff at your family's home during COVID and everything. You are getting that shipped to their house. It's easy. It's uncomplicated to do it that way. I understand. Just remember, your little gift to us on the network is to shop through the tab at GUIpodcast.com in the upper right-hand corner, the Shop Amazon tab. Click on that. Anything you purchase through that tab, we get credit for. So do your holiday purchases. Give loving presents to your family and friends, and your present to us will be shopping through that tab so that we can use that for all the costs that go into this this amazing little network that you've helped us build over the 5.5 years by being fans and friends that that we've come to know and love over the time. A much sweeter version this time, I think.
That was good.
That was better,
that was good.
Right? That was better.
Sweet. What? Sweeter.
Huh? Also, fuck Jeff Bezos. On to...
Now, there you go.
Zing!
Yet, everyone still shops on Amazon.
Yeah, well...
Exactly.
People shop at Walmart, too, and they're fucking evil. So,
exactly. Yeah. So, no one's going to stop, so... Yeah. It's
right. They keep opening Chick-fil-A, so...
I mean, I was going to say, like, just... Yeah, I mean, like, it's... Yeah.
On to our other sponsor, TeePublic. We've got some sales coming up this weekend for Black Friday, where all the t-shirts are $13. Everything else on the website is 35% off for Black Friday. I think it lasts for about a week there. And there are going to be other sales throughout the holiday season as well on TeePublic.com.
Are they still doing the masks?
They're doing the masks as well.
Okay.
So you can get a mask.
Well, I was talking about them donating the masks.
They are still doing the donations of the masks as well. So. If you purchase a mask with our design or any of the other designs on teepublic.com, there will be a mask donated to a nonprofit organization that gets those to frontline workers, an N95 mask. It's not going to be...
Not the cloth one you get, yeah.
It's not going to be one of our masks. It's not going to be like Shut the Fuck Up Hobbit or the Live, Laugh, Love.
Although I would totally have respect for a nurse or a doctor to have one of those on.
I would love to see... I mean... If you are a nurse and want to wear a human centipede Live, Laugh, Love mask while handling some of your patients... I take no responsibility for you losing your job, but I would love a picture if you could do that for us. But yeah, tpublic.com, tons of stuff available for the holiday season. So not only stuff that has all of our different brands, our different podcasts available, but just individual designs that we've made over the years that are available that you can send to your friends and family that enjoy geek culture stuff. It's all available through our link at gypodcast.com/store. Click on the tpublic link. That'll send you right to our page where all the stuff is available there. And that's all you got to do. Just purchase some stuff. We get credit for it. We get paid. You get cool merch. Everybody wins. So that's Woo-hoo. The way to do. Also, a reminder as well is anytime you have any issues with any of the products that you get through TeePublic, their customer service is definitely spot on about sending replacements. They want to know what problems that you run into if you get a shirt that's too small. If the quality is less than what you want, they want to hear about it so they know to make sure that that doesn't happen in the future. So if you have any trouble during the holiday season with your shirts, even if it's being told by a loved one that you sent it to, let them know. They will send you a replacement. They will take care of it. Their customer service is pretty good about that, so which is nice nowadays.
Mm-hmm. True. Very, very true.
With purchases I've made on Amazon where it's like, well, sucks for you is the attitude on some of this stuff.
So I've never had that happen to me on Amazon.
Oh, I've not with the Amazon specific ones. They're good, but
some of the third party sellers.
Third party sellers.
Yeah.
Sometimes
they're bad.
Are kind of rough, but
word.
Those are our sponsors. Now on to the Liquid Courage that has fueled 5.5 years and 200 episodes of this shit show of a podcast.
Kept this dumpster fire burning.
Exactly. With the high alcohol content.
Yes. That high we octane. Imbibe
every episode. We're talking about what we're drinking.
Hey, we're fucking drinking. We're getting drunk. You want to know? Well, here you go. Hey.
We're drinking. We're getting drunk.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey!
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 That will live in infamy.
Yes, it will.
Little did Smash know at the time that we got him to sing that it would be something he would not live down for literally every episode from that point on.
And multiple different versions of that show.
Oh, many different forms. There were some great remixes that were done of that at one point.
But also now the one that I played just now was with Bo from A Veil on the end of it. So like you're now like in infamy where you're co-vocaling on the What We're Drinking theme with Bo from A Veil. So and
that is true. That's
pretty good.
Well, we'll take it.
He guessed it on your song.
He guessed it on your song. Like you were the
that's true
smoking hot MC and he was guest vocaling.
Don't
he was coming
stop
up.
You're gonna make his head big.
Yeah, I know.
Bigger than it is.
It's already shiny.
Put my hat on backwards.
Bo from A Veil is your Flavor Flav to your Chuck D.
Wow.
Stop. No.
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 Okay.
Do not compare Kyle to goddamn Chuck D, all right?
I don't think anyone's ever going to look at me and make that comparison.
You are as wise as
possible.
They're
not going to look at me, move, and talk and go, yeah, that's pretty similar.
Yeah, yeah. Kyle, Chuck D, about the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
They both wear hats. That's it. That's the
I was about to say Fear of a White Planet, but that.
Oh, no. That's an album dropping on Parler. Like, that's different.
I was about to go there next, but that's thank not, you. Thank you.
It's Richard Spencer's new group.
Honor.
Also, I don't know if Bo would really be like, hey, you're just like Flavor Flav. I think, you know, he probably would want you to compare him to somebody else besides Flavor Flav.
Maybe. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Someone else with a dating show?
Ooh, yeah. Brett Michaels?
What? Fred Michaels, yes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Probably more than Flavor Flav, maybe. I don't know. He'd probably be like, no, fuck Brett Michaels.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Also, acoustic guitar sucks.
Essentially, if you know Bo, yes.
That's true. Bo knows.
But, all right, so for what we're drinking, we kind of played with the idea of what a share would be for the 200th episode of GUI, and counter to the initial thought of getting something like really fancy and fun for us all to share, made more sense to go bare bones and go back to the, like roots of what the show started with, which is we've got two things that we drink on a regular basis on the show. Yep. One of which is the People's Beer of Richmond, mm-hmm. PBR.
Yes, sir.
We know it. We love it. It is cheap ass beer that we drink immense amounts of. And would out of anything that I would love a sponsorship from, to get sponsored by PBR would be absolutely fucking incredible.
That'd be it.
And I think all of us would be happy with every... dude, as a parenting podcast, I will take PBR as a sponsor. Fuck yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, Jay Baruchel, if you're still listening, it's the Molson of...
Richmond. Are you trying to talk translating now?
I'd be curious of what their logo was when they first started, because they didn't win anything until 1893 and haven't won anything since. But
yes, they have.
The rip. What?
They've won other random beer like contests.
They were America's Best in 1893. What
that's
else did they win?
That's their original winning. They've won other stuff since then.
Really?
Yeah.
What they don't talk about is their award-winning beer from 1892. It was a bronze ribbon that they won. And it was called Fuck You and Your Mom Lager.
We made this in the toilet. Yeah. And
no, I'd be curious. What other award? What other awards did they win?
There's beer contests that happen everywhere. It's not always... It could be national. It could be regional.
Mm. We could figure this out in a very simple way, actually.
We do have smartphones.
Have you guys heard of the internet?
Yeah, I mean, he made a claim, so I figured he'd back it up. I'm not going to look it up to back up his statement. I'm sticking with this until I'm proven wrong.
Fair.
And the logo actually was pretty similar. The main difference is actually the red stripe, but they've always used the actual blue ribbon of some iterations like that.
Because blue ribbon. I mean, I get that.
So we're doing PBR. Shucks. We've also got, and I know that Kyle will appreciate this as well, but Scotty over here, you're drinking something that became very important to this podcast.
Boy. That a boy.
And we've been drinking it, like we've been drinking this during Geek Father episodes recently as well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Take that down your throat hole real nice.
Don't you
do it.
Ever say that to
do
me.
Do it so I can watch.
We've got the regionally
here,
local.
Look on the Zoom.
Regionally local beer.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning the region of the East Coast, Yingling Lager.
Yeah.
Drinking on.
Yes, sir.
The OG East Coast local.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had koozies printed up with East Coast Local on the back. It was because I was a dumbass and made a misstatement early on. And so it became this like running joke that.
But that it's East become
Coast
a
local,
thing.
Yeah, that.
You got to start a thing.
If there's any beer, even beer from like Maine, we mention as East Coast Local. It's become this like running joke on the network.
Was a borderline ever figured out about what stops the East for becoming East Coast Local?
I just kind of assumed that if the East Coast. Like,
if you're within so many hours of a beach or something of the East Coast,
if
or...
you're in a state that wasn't one of the original colonies, then you have to like think twice about whether or not you're considered like East Coast local for sure.
Fair enough.
If you're not one of the original 13 colonies outside of like Florida, are you even East Coast?
Exactly. It's just like,
essentially, yeah.
I feel like we should hammer out these details.
Yeah, it's important.
It's important thing.
Showrunner meeting tomorrow, 2
what
o'clock.
Necessitates
we're going to Google
local.
That shit.
Right.
You have to be
find
in the
out
East
what's
Coast.
Going on.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
You're going to have a broken vote on whether or not we choose Ohio or not. Like, whether or not
that's not
East
Coast.
Like,
so
no, that's Midwest.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. So, all these important things that we figure out on Geeks Under the Influence here. So.
Hey, you know, we gotta get this stuff straight.
We're here for the people.
Are we...
No.
Not this episode.
No. This episode, no way.
Answering the questions you never had.
Right?
Basically. I did have a thought. Are we done? What do you guys... I know
well,
Kyle
Smash,
has this...
In honor of Jay Baruchel, you're enjoying some thematic holiday treats here.
Let me pull another one out. It's like my 8th one, and I just brought it upstairs. It's a good old Canadian Club, if I can get it in front of the fucking camera.
It's not just Canadian Club, though.
It's Canadian Club inside of a chocolate shell, okay? It's fucking still Canadian Club, and I'm going to tell you it's smooth. I've eaten
it's like
half
a shot,
and I'm feeling something. I'm a lightweight, so I am definitely
nobody
feeling
else
something.
Can see it except for us on the Zoom, and we can see it in your eyes, sir. You are feeling it, yes.
You are
I'm definitely feeling it. Yeah,
he's been leaning bit. In closer and closer to the camera as he's been drinking those. So.
Or is it, I'm just coming closer to the mic.
Which he does.
How about come close to the mic, but just don't breathe so heavy into the mic? How about we do that? Jesus Christ.
You look
that's
like
nice.
I can't. I've tried.
You look like Moby's cousin who's a wedding DJ.
Nah, I work for like Enterprise or something.
Yeah, right.
in the airport. Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right. Well, and Hunter, I mean, is there anything you want to add to the what we're drinking, man? Because
Just enjoying the winter lager Sam Adams that Steven left at my house last time we recorded. So
I left one.
Pretty good.
So I left one.
It tastes delicious.
You've been drinking the same
one? Yeah, no. I was drinking Natter Days before that. So
I thought I saw a brown bottle in the first half. Yeah, sorry. I was confused.
He's nursing the shit out of
he's
it.
He's nursing it for one fucking whole episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I wanted to throw in, I'm going to get sentimental because you can ask Kyle and Hunter about this. What was brought up, 200 episodes. A big thank you should go out to every single fucking listener of the GUI network, period. We'd probably be doing this anyways. We would just unplug everything and not actually record it. We would just still talk like this.
I mean, that's how it started in the first place. And
basically, but I mean,
it's that running joke of like a bunch of dudes being around like, this should be a podcast.
But we've had listeners literally across the world on that have helped our numbers, that have supported us in one way or another. And that's how we're on 200th episode of GUI Flagship.
And it's still amazing to me when we get like new listeners that join our Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, that I look and see if there's any kind of related people to see if they're like friends with anybody, because that's great too. Don't get me wrong. I'm really stoked that people spreading around. But if it's some rando that's in fucking Arkansas that doesn't know anybody, it's like, yay. Why? At the same time.
Usually the why comes up first.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
You know,
sure. Yeah.
Hunter.
I mean, we won a fucking award, dude.
We did.
I mean, like, you know, besides anything else, I mean, like, there's like exposure. People will fucking know about this shit.
It is weird to be featured in fucking the Richmond Times Dispatch and Richmond.com as the best podcast in Richmond, and then second best podcast in Richmond the year before as
and
well.
And then nothing this year.
And that. Well, this year, it was all fucking weird this year.
Fucking
with everything. COVID. So, but that is really cool. I mean, we got a letter from a senator over that as well, which is.
You got a letter from a senator's assistant, but it still counts.
The senator signed it, or at least rubber stamped it.
Exactly.
She probably rubber stamps it.
Yeah,
too.
Rubber stamps it. Yeah, but.
Still. He has no idea.
It's a thought that counts.
It went out.
I like to think of like my mother when I was like 3 or 4 and thinking about all the things I would do with my life and her being like, oh, he could be anything that he wants to be in the world. He could be like an astronaut or a scientist or, you know, a famous writer. And the reason I got a letter from the senator is because I talk about dicks on a podcast.
Right.
Like that's really.
Hey,
like
but you talk about it the best out of everybody else.
I'm the best talker of dicks. Yeah that's.
You're really getting all the holes.
Yeah. No, but what also makes all the dick talk really the best is that I have the best group of people to help me along the way. Steven, we would not have been nearly far along as we are as far as a network if it wasn't for you stepping in as my partner running this network.
You say that. I don't know. I feel like we...
Modest now. Come on.
I'm actually a very humble person. I just talk a lot of shit. Just saying.
I'm fully aware.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of herding of cats that needs to happen for this number of people and this many shows and all the ins and outs of this network. And so just to have another person that's looking at the scheduling, and also you definitely have the like angry dad voice thing where like you're getting ready to go on a trip and everybody's like taking their time to fill the car, and there's a point where it's like, okay, we gotta get this done now. It's like, all right, motherfuckers, we're doing this now.
Yes.
And you have that attitude that, which I'm not good at. Mm-hmm. So to be able to have you to join in and be like, okay, no, we're not doing this shit anymore, we got to do this and this, is incredibly helpful, because ultimately we're artists. And
try to laugh harder next time.
Okay,
you're on a good little path there, and then you just
destroyed.
When you said artist, I was laughing. I was laughing at Hobbit.
He said
we were on a good roll, and then he said artist.
Then he said artist. Exactly. Yeah. At least you didn't say artiste.
Artiste. No, but it has been immensely helpful. Not just to have another person to kind of like touch base with people and have conversations, reach out, see who wants to be on episodes, like be. There's a lot of work that goes into the operation of something like the network.
Absolutely.
Here. So to have somebody else that I can rely on is incredibly helpful. As well as just fielding questions by some of the other showrunners when they get stuck on a technical issue or a scheduling issue or something along those lines. It's been immensely helpful. So I deeply appreciate it.
Yeah, once they figured out that they should also be hitting me up was the thing.
Yeah, right?
That was the thing. Yeah. It was like
a learning curve.
Hey guys, you know you can not just, you know, destroy Hobbit's life. You can destroy mine too. It's fine. Right. Yeah.
Oh, with pleasure.
Yeah.
With pleasure.
But no, like everybody here on the episode, and then of course like Groots and the Bruce as well. Like I want to give it up for the Bruce here, because he's not on nearly enough episodes. He needs to be on a little bit more.
True.
But
yeah,
he is the most consistent with delivering episodes, where he's just like self. He records the episodes, he releases it, he drops it Sunday night every single time in the mailbox. If it releases later, it's my fault. But that is a good point to make with our listeners as well, is that, you know, I know there are some more official podcasts out there in the podcast world that are consistent on like Monday morning at 6 a.m. They release an episode every single week.
Yeah.
And we try to be as consistent as possible, but also understand that we aren't at a point yet where we're able to make this as a living. Like, we have a lot of episodes and we put our work in, and clearly this is a passion for us. It's not making excuses like we don't give a shit. We genuinely do. But we've got parents, we've got that are showrunners, we've got jobs, we've got a lot of that stuff that gets in the way. And I'm sure plenty of other podcasters have the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
With a little more consistency. But we're doing the best we can. We're figuring it out as we go.
But I have yet to hear anybody complain.
True.
And, well, this is...
No, true, though.
This is just me feeling it, you know?
Sure. Nobody's... I don't feel like anybody's complained. And
right.
Also, honestly, like I've always said, like, as far as I would love to do this for a living... I don't know, man, because what made me start thinking about that differently was when I saw there was a service that came out. It was like last year, remember, where there was people that were doing podcasts and they were only on this service, but you had to pay
Luminary
for the service.
Yeah.
That fucking infuriated me. Not because I wasn't getting paid, because I just don't view podcasts as something that way.
No.
So I don't know how I'd feel about if we were to do this and get paid, if this was all we do. I feel like if there was something else involved, not just podcast, you know what I mean? Like if it was a bit larger and more responsibilities outside of just doing a podcast, I think I would feel better about that.
That's,
I don't know.
True. I guess not necessarily at the beginning, because at the beginning there was no idea what this was going to turn into. So there wasn't really a 5-year plan or anything, but the network, as far as when we started thinking about like having other shows and what we were going to do, we have been able to do live events that aren't live podcasts. We've done live podcasts as well. We've done trivia. We've done all sorts of cool, weird stuff besides just podcasting.
Yeah.
To make it more than just a podcast network. We're a media network. We do a lot of other stuff. And we have a lot of ideas that we're going to be playing with in the not too distant future.
Yeah. Right.
And so that's why it's a media network and not a podcast network, is that I wanted to create the openness to create and do other cool shit and play around and have, you know.
Well, in personal opinion, some of the podcasts that I think are better are the ones that they're not just doing a podcast. They're doing a variety of stuff. Like, look at Kevin Smith. Look at the Tell 'Em Steve Dave podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the dudes that work in the secret stash. They're not just doing the podcast. They just have a night once a week that they record, basically the way this started out.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it on the side. It's just all about how you do it and why you do it.
Yeah.
The ones that are so determined to make it their full-time job, those are the ones where you're just like, okay, cool, whatever.
And that's one of the things I think that pissed me off about Luminary, was these people didn't even start or have a podcast already going. They literally started it and got put on Luminary. Like, I don't feel good about that. That irritates me, because it's not like you were a podcast that had been going on for a little while and then you just got added to Luminary. It's like, okay, that's one thing.
The nature of things are changing. I know there's some Spotify exclusives and some Stitcher exclusives now. So I think everybody's trying to figure out how to do the podcasting, but it's so Wild West for the most part. I don't know how long that's going to last. It's not like apps. It's not like streaming services with like Netflix and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, there's podcasts out there and there's a business model and we do this, and you know, there's people that come on like, as a show, all the showrunners, I feel like we're just like a family. Mm-hmm. So it's not that huge task of like, you know, recording, like we want to hang out. We're all just one big family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. That's why it's been 5 years. That's why we're at 200 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, that's really all it is an excuse to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just recording exactly. It.
Very,
I mean,
true.
And that's kind of the whole beauty behind the podcast idea, was, you know, you'd sit around with the people you like and people you know best and shoot the shit.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I know it's been discussed on episodes, and I think in an article on RVA Magazine as well that we were in about this being kind of like the same difference as like a poker night with friends. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to add in that that's really the initial thought of why I started Geek Father was because I was becoming a regular on GUI, and there were so many of us parents talking about our kids and stuff like that. It was only prevalent to really talk, like to have something in addition to what we go through to not only just record GUI, but the day-to-day on what, you know, if typically on the old school days was GUI, we would know at least a week ahead of time. So that was a whole matter of checking work schedules, if there was a babysitter, and then just bragging on our kids. That was the whole thing. And that's, you know, GUI is what helped inspire. Like I always said, like, I had the same idea that Hobbit had for this. He just did it better. He had the more time and, well, you had the more time and resource. You didn't have a little one like clinging to your leg, you know, that type of thing. But it gave us a chance to expand this world that we're doing. And yeah, sure, let's fucking hang out with our friends, have some beers. We're doing the exact same thing we would be doing at the bar, but we're saving a hell of a lot of money. And I think we're having way more fun with it.
Well, I think a good example on how much fun this is that, you know, during the time that we've had this network, a full network, is I had the honor of meeting Amy. And she had that moment of like, oh shit, you have a podcast. And like, I really hope it doesn't suck because how awkward is that? And yeah, we discussed that at length.
Yes.
But also over the time, I made sure that it was never any kind of like push for her to be on episodes or to like start her own show or anything. Because everything that we've built is based on people wanting to be here.
Right.
Wanting to do a show, wanting to throw their hat in the ring to have their own show, or wanting to throw their hat in the ring on being on episodes. We try to prevent the forced nature because then it comes off bad. Like it should be people that want to be on.
Mm-hmm.
I created the opportunity. You jumped on for the Poe episode and you had a blast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And afterwards, like you've been on other shows since then.
Mm-hmm.
And our conversation about starting a show with the two of us was coming from...
It was organic.
It was really organic. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of the shows on the network is exactly that.
Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. We're getting such an inside scoop to that. Mm-hmm. You too.
GUI moment.
The advent of Deeply Upsetting was we were laying in bed and we were trying to decide what would be the best Taco Bell food item to fuck. You know, like you do when you're laying in bed.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? I feel very uncomfortable.
Just the angle of the microphone.
We were talking about which one
Taco
you,
Bell
Scotty,
food.
Would want to fuck.
Yeah.
Give me that
burrito.
Chalupa?
What?
What?
I don't know.
A Dorito, there is no Dorito chalupa.
Yeah, there is. What are you missing?
Not a chalupa. There's the Dorito taco.
No, they have a Dorito chalupa. I just had it like 2 weeks ago.
The correct answer is no longer on the menu. RIP quesarito. Rest in power. Love you, babe.
You replaced the meat in the quesarito with refried beans.
Absolutely.
So that it's a little bit more pleasurable on your parts. And then you just go whole hog into it.
Like, yes, I would.
Thought about it.
Taco seasoned tortilla sock on
Hunter,
your
cock. What'd you say, Hunter? Yeah, go ahead, Hunter. Yeah. What'd you say?
No, I'm fucking hungry. Y'all keep talking about goddamn Taco Bell, assholes.
Well, this is probably a good time for us to end things anyway. We are at the tail end here. So.
We got all serious and then we talked about fucking Taco Bell.
Well, so now
it ends on a think piece.
So Hunter can go fuck a taco. And,
That's where he's going. He's going to Taco Bell. Yeah. Yeah.
Tongue punch a donut. Yeah,
I usually use the mild sauce. Sometimes I get a little.
He just doesn't like
crazy.
His asshole. Yeah. So, you know, tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can drink that mild sauce straight up.
Normally in the non-era of COVID, we would have tried to do some kind of like live event or something fun to like really incorporate, allow the fans to come out and hang out with us while we do a thing.
But
a little line dancing.
Given the nature of things.
Fuck you.
Can't really.
Whoa.
Line dancing.
What?
Fuck is wrong with you?
Line dancing is when you do a line and it's so good that it makes you dance afterwards.
Oh,
right?
I'm down with that.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
okay, all right.
Yeah.
So. You know, given the current circumstances, I'm really glad that we had a chance on this episode to get most of the showrunners together to To just talk shop, hang out, give each other shit, have fun. It felt very much like the old school episodes on this one here, and I appreciate it very
about 100 plus episodes ago. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we're
winging it. No direction.
I mean, we've had great episodes in between as well.
So we're devolving, is what you're saying? Is back into
it wouldn't hurt.
All of our COVID alcoholism is catching up with us now.
I think that's legit. Yeah, that's legit.
But thank you so much, listeners, for spending 5 years, 5.5 years with us, 200 episodes. Some of you that have been motivated listeners for the entirety of, which I still, boggles my mind.
Bless you, people.
Boggles my mind.
Bless you.
But old Saints. Or new listeners, we appreciate you so much. This is so much fun for us to do. And that's kind of the whole point. As much as we want you to have a good time listening to these episodes, the whole point of Geeks Under the Influence and the Network is that we're going to keep doing it. Well, it's fun. And the minute it stops being fun is when we stop doing it.
Yep.
And part of the fun is being able to spend time with my chosen family, which is all of the people on the screen and in this room right now. And
big kiss.
Don't up. Fucking start. And like,
you know, Misty.
Shut up.
Listen, if you cry, then I'm gonna cry, and then he's gonna cry.
We're all gonna cry.
And I'm gonna tell all you to shut the fuck up.
We're all gonna fuck a taco.
I've done a lot of
you guys have a weird GUI nights ahead of you.
Done a lot of creative things in the past before this. I've been in bands. I've even done like fucking slam poetry in my early days, back when that was a thing that happened.
I wish there was video of that.
No shit, right?
That tire fire.
But I've definitely been an entertainer at heart for a long time. But GUI is definitely the thing that I've spent the most time, the most energy, and had the most passion for out of anything that I've done previous to this. So that comes from having a community around me, family around me that I get to share it with and enjoy it with, and fans that are so supportive and so cheerleaders about it. You know, that means the world
very, very
when we have friends and fans posting pictures of them in our shirts and responding on social media about the episodes that we did, or sending messages saying like, oh, that thing that you said on this episode.
Collaborations with the fans
has been great. Yeah. So all of this is because of community. And especially now with everything going on in the world, and whether it be COVID or the political tire fire that's in this world, just GUI being a reminder that community and appreciation and inclusion is what makes your life better is so important. And,
yes.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to continue to be. What we're going to try to do for each other and the listeners. So thank you so much for, I am actually getting emotional now.
Yeah.
Verklempt.
Thank you so much for everyone that's listened and for all my family here on GUI. It's been one hell of a ride for these 200 episodes.
Damn right.
And I cannot wait to see what kind of absolute assholes we turn out to be after another 200.
Oh, it's going to,
you thought the dumpster fire of 2020 was bad. Woo!
We're doing straight up.
No, we're going to ride the dragon all the way to 300.
Wicker Man fire by the end of another 200.
Hell yes. Yeah. Hell yes.
We're all doing opium now?
Not the Nicolas Cage one, please.
No.
Ride the dragon, and we all just doing opium, I guess. We're going to chase the dragon.
It's cool. It's cool.
We're just going to go the way of like 80s hair bands and ride the dragon. Yeah, that's...
Fuck, steel dragon.
We're going to Motley Crue this shit. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening. And thank you for everybody on this episode. I'm Mike the Hobbit. And as always, join us or die.
I love you, man, but shut the fuck up.
God.
Ugh, love you guys.
Join us or die.
GUIPodcast.com.
It's-a me, it's a Mario.